From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Beth Richmond reading A Picture of Guilt by Libby Fisher Hellman. Now let's begin with A Picture of Guilt. Chapter 1. The raft plunged straight down and slammed into a wall of water. It flew up at a 90-degree angle, propelling me up and out into the river. The rapids spun me around and threw me from side to side, burying me under a blanket of waves. I tried to right myself so I could rise to the surface, but I couldn't tell which way was up. My lungs were on fire. My eyesight grew dim. Then, a powerful force shoved me up and I broke the surface, gasping for air. Feet up, legs straight. That's what the guide said. I tried to stretch my legs out, but a fresh torrent wrenched me under. I tumbled over like a flimsy rag doll. Then, as if taunting me with the promise of release, the river raised me up again. Two giant boulders loomed ahead. I gulped down air and squeezed my eyes shut, certain my last sensation on earth would be the excruciating pain of bones splintering against rock. When I opened my eyes, the boulders were behind me. A surge of foam and spray had pushed me through the narrow channel between them. Above the roaring rapids, I heard screams. I twisted around. Rachel! 20 yards away, my 13-year-old's yellow helmet bobbed in the churning waves. My stomach clenched. I lunged and thrashed my arms, trying to swim to her, but the rapids carried me in the opposite direction.